Welcome to the Evolve Stylist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarai Spear.
And I'm Rebecca Taylor.
Hey, RT. What's crack-a-lackin', friend?
I'm just drinking me an Olipop grape soda. It's one of those poop sodas. I'm about that life right now. I'm chilling. I'm about to go on vacation. I'm in the best damn mood ever. How the hell are you?
Wait, you're drinking a poop soda before you go on vacation? Like, when are you leaving? You're not leaving tomorrow, right?
No, I'm leaving on Tuesday, and okay. Something about my gut, like, I can eat a bag of damn prunes. We're going there. And it takes a lot for me to shit. So I just like this because it says it's good for me, and it's not regular soda, and it tastes good. So I'm not trying to shit before Thailand, but, you know, if it happens, I'll be prepared, I guess.
It happens. Yeah. Who knew there was actual poop soda? Listen, since we're sharing, I need no help in that department. I shit my pants at the drop of a hat. So I'm going to let you enjoy. I'm going to let you enjoy your grape poop soda. And I'm going to sip my Gatorade. Okay.
Opposites attract. I can't shit and you shit too much. And I already knew that about you, but I was just going to let you tell the people.
Oh, you can always listen. You can always throw me under the bus. I don't give a damn, RT. I do not give a damn.
Well, if I have to crap in the middle of this podcast, we'll all know why. How about that?
Yep.
This is foul. Okay, let's get into it. What are we talking about?
I don't think this is where we were heading, but I do love that this is how we started. So I had an idea and you said you were game. So I got this really cool thing called Delve Deck, D-E-L-V-E. And it is conversation starters. And it comes with like four sets of cards and each set gets a little bit deeper. So I thought I would pull from each of the sections. We'll start in the shallow end of the pool.
We have to. For the people, I know nothing about this Delve Deck. 2 minutes ago when we logged on, Sarai was like, I got this. We want to do it. I'm like, absolutely. I know they're shallow, getting deeper in the deepest. And as soon as you told me what the categories were, I was like, can we just stay in the deep end? I don't like shallow, but you do whatever, but I'm just, if I have the choice, deep.
How about we stay in the two deep ends?
Yeah. Okay.
In the second and deepest. Okay. So I am going to randomly ask you a question. Oh, okay. Are you ready?
I'm okay. And also for the people, I have no clue what she's asking me. I've never looked at this Delve Deck she speaks of. This is all catching me very off guard, but hell yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. What have you managed to avoid your whole life?
Oh my God. Like on purpose, or it's just never happened? I guess it doesn't say, right?
Yeah, I think you get to kind of take these as you will.
I have avoided, and this is probably some subconscious weird shit going on, and also just like it is what it is. I've avoided up to this point owning a home. Yeah. I think a commitment issue, or maybe like I'm a bit of a wanderer and I'm just like, oh shit, I don't want to like put my roots down now or here because whatever. And also money, energetic money shit. I'm like, I want my money in my savings account. I'm going to take my money to my cold dead grave. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I guess I've avoided owning a home up till now.
I can dig it. That's a huge commitment. I mean, that's a huge fucking commitment. So I feel that. I feel that in my soul, friends.
But I will say I am getting very close to getting, well, you can't buy land in Thailand, but you lease the land, you buy the home. So I'm like at the point I'm even talking to realtors. I've never talked to realtors about anything, but when I think I'm going to get a home is when I'm retiring. That's going to be the first time, and it's going to be in fucking Thailand. So I guess the cool thing is I've avoided it till now. And when I do it, it'll really count, I guess.
I love it. And I can totally see you doing that. You visit Thailand all the time. You're getting ready to go. Like, and I think you even said at one point, like one of your goals is to live in Thailand, correct?
Oh, it's more than a goal. It's okay, like currently being manifested, but you can be only 50 and retire there and be an expat and have dual citizenship. And I've got 7.5 years before that is the age, and it's going to happen before then. That's like where we're settling for sure.
Shit. Yes. Oh my God. I love this for you so much. Okay. So what have I managed to avoid my whole life? I think the thing that comes like immediately right away, and This is, might be morbid, but I've never been in a major car accident. Like, I've known a lot of people who have. I've never been in one. And now my brain goes, okay, well, you've avoided breaking a bone your whole life.
Really?
Yeah, listen, I've torn a lot of shit. I've crushed a lot of shit, fucked up t ligaments and tendons,
I thought
but
you were
I've
going to
never, tits, I fucked up my tits.
say
No, I've never broken a bone and I've never been in a car accident.
I'm for those at home, I'm knocking on lots of wood right now. It's awesome though. I mean, to be in our 40s and for that never to have happened, I sweat it all the time. Like I haven't been in a big one either, thank God. But like I'll drive on the freeway and I'm like, oh, I don't know what the fear is. Like the fear of like never having experienced it. Not like I want to, but I'm just like, oh my God, it's very scary to me.
All right. Are you ready for the next one, babe?
Yeah, let's hope we take another turn. Take a turn to not, yeah,
Okay,
okay.
let's go into the deep end. Oh, shit. This one's on top. Oh, fuck. This is a good one.
It is.
It is. It's going to get, we're going to get deep, right?
Oh, I'm ready.
What's your least favorite aspect about yourself?
Ooh, let's see.
We're just jumping the fuck into these.
We are, and I'm not gonna beat around any bushes. Like, it's something that okay, here we go. And this is just because I was listening to the very last chapter of the Jay Shetty Think Like a Monk on the way here from lashes. Got my lashes done, then I was like driving home. I was like, I got 12% left of this book. Let's go in. So in the last chapters, he talks about being of service. There was a point in time I was like seriously, seriously in service. Like that was a part of a program I was working. We know the program. And so like, I thought that I can be and could be, but when I was listening to it just then, I was thinking like, man, am I selfish? Like I really sometimes think, am I a really fucking selfish person? Because I'm always worrying about, and this is deep. I mean, I don't even know what I'm gonna say as I'm saying it. I'm like, I've had to worry about myself to survive for a very long time. I don't have any kids. Yeah, like I know I'm a giving person, but at my core, I'm like, am I selfish? You know, like I'm always, am I thinking about myself too much? And it's not like recently I've thought that. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was a seed planted by an ex. Like I was told one time, like, you're a really selfish person. I'm like, well, if we go back to that situation, I was financially supporting both of us. I like had to focus on my dreams to support him and blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, I don't know. And then sometimes I'm like, am I a narcissist? But I don't think narcissists are self-aware enough to even consider or
They're
think, are
not.
they narcissist?
No.
So I, and this is, could be me being too harsh on myself, but I'm like, sometimes I think, am I a selfish person? I don't know. I guess I'd have to ask the people closest to me in my life, and they'd probably tell me no, but still I'd question it. But maybe that, because I was thinking about that on the way over, and it's something I think about from time to time. I don't know.
Well, as your friend, can I offer unsolicited feedback? Okay, thank you. I asked. I do not live with you all of the time. I am not in your head, but never once has that word for you crossed my mind ever, ever. Anytime I've ever needed you, you've said yes, you've been there, we've hopped on calls, you've come to retreats, we've had amazing, heartfelt conversations, crying our eyes out to each other. Like, so I don't know if it means anything coming from me, but that is.
Yeah,
Okay, good. There's a
it
tear. Y'all can't see it,
is.
but she's got a tear.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is.
I would say, in my perspective, friend, you are the least thing, like the farthest away from selfish. It's not even on my radar of words that I would ever use to describe you.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I don't know if I'm trying to compare myself to a fucking monk who is like, your life is being of service. And I'm like, am I not doing enough? Let me go through my closet and give shit to, I don't know. I appreciate that. And it does mean something, obviously, because I'm still wiping this tear out of my fresh lashes. So, I don't know. Like, okay, well, so I will talk off of here, but like, if it ain't that, what the fuck's my problem? I don't know what. I'm like, surely I have other problems that someone's gonna call me on. I don't know. I don't know. That was I forget what the question was, but like, what was it
It's
again?
what's your least favorite aspect about yourself?
Okay, yeah, that still stands. Anyway, what's yours?
Oh, since we're getting honest and we're getting deep, well, I am either black or white. And I have this terrible trait or habit where I catastrophize and I go from sunshine and rainbows to fuck the world, fuck you, fuck everybody. I want to go take a short fucking or a long walk off a short pier. I get into this space where I can't see hope. I feel like everything I've done in my life is stupid and pointless, and I've fucked up, and I get into this dark space. Now, I always crawl out of it, but when I'm in a space of like stress and hopelessness, I go to the deepest, fucking darkest places. And I mean, you've been there with me through a couple of them, and it's, I hate that. I hate that I can't just like middle ground something. I can't take a lesson from what's happening. I have to berate myself, go back to this really shitty, dark hobbit hole, and then I have to claw my way out. And so I think if I could change something about myself, that would be my least favorite aspect, is just that it's fucking all or nothing. It's sunshine and rainbows or fucking troll life. And it's frustrating as hell.
I see that. I feel that. I've experienced that. Can I ask questions about it?
Ask away.
You think, and this is because it's something I've had to negotiate with my own very black or white, all or nothing, fucking full tilt, or one way or the other. I get it though. But do you think there's a part of you that's still kind of addicted to the chaos of what you knew? Like whether it was your upbringing or hard times in your adolescence, because I know your story and people that know your story. And then like kind of clawing your way out of that. And like it's just, you don't feel maybe that you deserve the full peace of just like neutrality.
For sure. I mean, I think when you asked me that question initially, my knee jerk was no, fuck you. But as you kept going, I was like, okay, so I love a good comeback story. I work so well under pressure. My God, pressure builds diamonds. And so I think whether it is consciously or subconsciously, I do think there is a piece of me that not necessarily addicted to the chaos, but like maybe the coming out of it, the oh my God, this is my winner story. I've overcome all of these things and watch me fucking shine. So yeah, I think there definitely is a piece of that to it.
That's, yeah, I know at first you probably were like, fuck you, because I know nobody really wants to be in that space. It's usually subconscious, but I see that from you. Like, I've seen so many like comeback scenarios, even in like the last couple years that I've gotten to really, really know you, let alone like the big ones, you know, like you getting sober. We knew each other, but I didn't know like fully.
Yeah.
But like, I've seen it happen time and time again. And like, and it's really inspiring, but like it seems like you put yourself through it. Maybe like I don't, that's not what I mean. I'm like, you're not meaningfully putting yourself there, but it's like you're having to go through all this gnarly stuff, you know? Like,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
as your friend now, like as your actual friend, like we've gone there. It sucks when you're in that place before you do the comeback part. It sucks to
Yeah.
see you in pain and be like, fuck, like I don't want my friend to hurt like that. So it's like, is that process necessary? Like, is my shit necessary? Is your mental shit necessary? It's like, why do we do this to
Yeah.
ourselves?
Yeah. But I think that's the wonderful part about like growing and healing is being able to recognize the things that we just talked about. Because a couple of years ago, shit, I don't even know what I would have said to that, but it wouldn't have been that, because I felt that was the only way to act and react, as I was very reactive. And now when I go to those points, they're few and far between, right? And then it doesn't take me a month to get out of it. It takes me 12 hours. It takes me 6 hours, So I think that's the great part about, evolving is that that may be our knee-jerk reaction, but it doesn't mean that we're going to stay there,
Oh, I know. And again, I've seen you to have a conversation with you by the end of that afternoon. You're like, I'm good, you know? I'm like, that's fucking really impressive. So, like, just us recognizing and being honest and let alone sharing with on a public,
Right.
whatever, I almost said spectacle, a public whatever this is, you know, I just think that that's pretty cool that we're like, we can do that. So
yeah, agreed. Agreed, friends.
All you right. know what? Let's go back down to shallow. Let's just
want
see
to?
What that's right. about. Maybe it'll be something silly.
Let's go to shallow. What dessert will you always order if it's on the menu?
Creme brulee.
Bitch, you better shut the fuck up. Me too.
Really?
Bitch, yes.
Yes, it's fancy. Oh. You can crack it and it's so fucking good.
Mm. Oh, the crack gets me every time. And if it doesn't crack, goodbye.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
If it has a soggy top, it can suck my fucking nut. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay.
I don't think we needed a shallow after those ones.
Oh, for sure. Here, yeah. Let's do another shallow one. Oh, okay. Where would you hide out during a zombie apocalypse?
This is terrible. I don't even know if I should share this. I'm gonna, and then we. I'm just gonna say it really PC. So we have this mountain next to us. I go there all the time. Chris sometimes comes with me. We went further on our little trail than we normally do. And it's like an underpass and it's all nature, nature, beauty, blah, blah, blah. And then a bunch of graffiti, but also it's still beautiful. It's right on the water's edge and whatever. And Chris called this my bum fantasy. And I'm like, you better choose your words wisely. Cause I'd be like, if ever I ended up in a tight spot and ended up homeless, this is where I'd go. Like I would make a tent situation over here. I'd forage for fucking old furniture and shit. Like I told him the whole thing and he'd be like, that's a cute bum fantasy. And I'm like, I don't want to be homeless, you know,
just preparing.
That's all. And I hate that. Okay. Here's another, how many fucked up things do you want us to call out about ourselves in this podcast? But that's another thing. I do catastrophize too. I'm like, well, if I ever got to be homeless again, I'm going to find a spot on the mountain under this bridge. So that's where I'd go. You know, if it kind of would be like the zombies would find me under there. It's pretty like remote. I'd stay on the mountain where I could still be in nature. Yeah. Or I'd sail my ass out into the middle of the ocean where I know that zombies don't swim, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good one. The ocean. I feel like I would, I don't really know any doomsday preppers. I kind of wish I did, but I don't. So I feel like, listen, I'm not really going to try to outrun them if I'm being honest, okay? Because I think eventually the zombies are going to get me. So really, why try to fight it? If I had to pick up and go somewhere, it would be the middle of fucking Montana in the mountains somewhere. I would get lost in the woods. I don't think zombies know about Montana. So I would probably go up there.
That's funny. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling too. Like if they're about to take me out and eat my brains, I might as well be in nature and be straight chilling before my brains get ate. So. Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to fucking even remember it anyway. They're going to bite me and I'm going to be a zombie. And then I don't feel shit anyway. So like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to feed myself to the zombies, but I'm not probably going to try to, you know, outrun them. Just come and get me. I've lived a good life, man. I've lived an amazing life. I'm cool. And I'm going to be a real cool zombie too.
Yeah. I feel like that. And I don't, it just, the idea of outrunning zombies just gives me serious anxiety. I'm like, I'm over it. I'd be over it so quick. I'd be like, I'll try to stab a couple of you cocksuckers. But other than that, like, I'm done after this. I'm done.
Peace out. Deuce. All right. You want to jump back into the not super deep, but deeper.
Okay. You choose. Listen, Maestro, this is on you. And I'm just along for the ride.
All right. What first made you realize you were getting old?
I almost told a lie that would be really funny, but I was gonna say that white pube, but that never
get out of here. Why did that pop in my head?
I don't know, but I haven't had any yet, so let me just be honest. But truly a white eyebrow hair, like at 34 I had like a very strong long white eyebrow hair, so I'd say physically that. And then mentally, I just want to hole up in my home 24/7 and live like a garden gnome and do a bunch of Susie Homemaker shits. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not the girl I used to be, but I'm okay with it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think physically it's, I'll wake up and I'm like, why is my neck sore or my back hurts or like my arm, my elbow? Like I slept wrong and I could listen. I could sleep in any position in my 20s and early 30s. I was like a baby. Okay, you could put stuff me in a trash can. I would sleep there. I'd be cool. Now I have to have my sleep number, my back support, my... So that was like, that was a hard one when I'm like, fuck, I'm just sleeping and shit's hurting. But I think mentally, getting old, I really realized it, that I just don't care about shit that I used to. Like, I used to care about pop culture. I used to care about like all this celebrity goss. I used to care about fashion trends. And like you, I would just like to be a garden gnome. I really enjoy my home. It's my castle. If I don't have to leave, I pretty much don't. And I used to go out all the fucking time. Like, I was the first one at the club, the last motherfucker to leave, like going out and doing shit all the time. And now, like, my husband and I went to the orchestra this week. And I was like, at 6 o'clock, I'm like, fuck, babe, it's so late. It doesn't even start till 7. We're not even going to get home till 10. And he's like, come on, we're going. I'm like, yep, you know you're old when you almost cancel on the orchestra because it's too late. Bitch!
I needed you to say orchestra twice, because as soon as there was a pause, I'm like, did you say orchestra?
I did. So fun fact, I love ballet. I love musicals. I love symphonies, and I love orchestra. I'm like a little old lady.
That's awesome though. I haven't been to too many. I don't think I've been to any, but it's like, I feel like that would be moving, you know?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my husband he's a musician. He plays the piano and he's incredible at it. And he loves the symphony. So we saw the Philharmonic was coming to town. We booked it in October and we forgot about it until like last week. And I was like, shit, we're going to the orchestra. And he's like, oh, hell yeah. And we had the best freaking time, like the best.
You know what? If that's what getting old means, is chilling with your hubby, going to the orchestra and coming home early and not feeling like shit the next day and putzing in your garden and whatever we do, give it to me. You know, yeah. I hope there's a sweet spot before I get real fucking old and like decrepit and liver spotty. I hope there's a long run before, you know, you're really old, but because I like just regular old right now, honestly.
I love it. I love it. Liver spotty old. Okay. You ready for another one?
Let me have it.
If you were to die a few hours from now, what would you regret the most? Mm-hmm. We're just getting so deep with these.
Yeah. I have very few regrets when it comes to decisions that I've been able to make and or didn't make well, or just period. Decision I don't like harbor a lot of regret, generally speaking, but this was out of my control. But before I was born, my dad split early on, like when I was in utero, so I don't know him. I found out many years later, like in my 30s, that he passed away and what his name was, and first time saw a picture. I regret never physically being able to be in my dad's space or company. Or, you know, let alone having a picture when I was younger with him, or getting to talk to him if I was old and, or, you know, older. So maybe I have a little regret that I don't know my other side. But it's not like, at this point, I've done so much healing around it and therapy and just, you know, like immense healing about that, that it's not, I'm not even emotional about it now. But I'm like, if I had the option and I could go back and have one thing be different, that would be it.
Yeah. I love that. I was going to say it's that I didn't get a last meal that I wanted, but I feel like I should maybe go deeper than that.
Well, if that's what, then that's what, but like you, whatever, do two. There was the meal one. And then
definitely the meal. I would want a last meal, and it would be every single one of my favoritest foods. And I would just fuck it up. I would go to town. You know, I'm like you.
Before you like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Wait, what was the question again? Any regrets? Oh, if you're going to die in a few hours, yeah. You want the biggest, like most amazing meal ever?
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah. Put that.
Didn't get my last meal.
Gotcha.
And I think if we're going to go a little bit deeper, I'm so similar to you. I've learned that regrets do nothing for you. And I think from everything comes a lesson. However, I think I would regret not spending more time with my parents. My husband just lost both of his parents in this last year. It's been very difficult. And, you know, even though family relationships can be weird and tumultuous, and it's fucking family, right? But I think, I don't know, maybe this is a note to spend a little bit more time with my parents and really connect with them, you know?
Are you on speaking terms? Like, do you ever see them?
Well, I was actually just over with them last night. We went over, my dad fell, fucked up his hand really bad. He might have to have surgery, but we've had a tumultuous relationship my entire life. There have been periods of not talking, there have been periods of talking, and you know, given that I've been doing healing and growing, I've brought them back into my life. And I think it's now time to like take it to the next level and really be in their lives, not just a, you know, call me if you need me kind of thing, but like, hey, let's have dinner on Sunday kind of situation. Because I love them. They drive me fucking crazy. My dad drives me bananas, and I'm pretty sure I drive them crazy, but that's what family does.
Exactly. I heard someone tell me once that family's the other F word. Like, we have the one we all use and love, right? But family's that other one that hits just as hard as the fuck one. Like, I feel that. I feel that. Well, that's
All right,
awesome.
friends, one more. What do you say? One more, then we
Yeah,
wrap it up.
make it a goodie. I don't care what category, but
This one's real. I just pulled the card and I was like, this is it. This is how we're going to end. When was the last time you were proud of yourself?
This is little, but it just happened. So if you say the very last time, then this just happened this morning. I walked across a very long fallen log across a body of water when I went on a hike this morning. And I've told myself, like, I'm not good at balancing. I'm gonna fall. I never even attempted that because I was like, I'm gonna bust my ankle. Like, this is stupid. Why would I do it? Like, and I felt it was for me like a metaphor about doing anything hard. And I'm like, I had this in me all along. I mean, it's something little and whatever, but yeah, there's a lot of work proud moments, but that was just about being physically, mentally able-bodied and went across the fucking log and didn't fall and felt really good about it. And like, I got out of my own way. So yeah, that happened today.
I love that. And it is such a beautiful metaphor for all of the work that you've been doing and literally getting out of your own way. I love that.
Thanks. It
I
just
love
happened,
that.
and I was like, oh, I didn't think I'd ever get to tell anybody about walking across that log, and you asked me the question. So that's what.
Right. So the last time I was proud of myself, mine was also pretty recently because, you know, I had a huge meltdown in my business. And this is just a couple of weeks ago. And in the last couple of weeks, I have doubled and tripled and quadrupled and 10 times down on myself and my business. And I have created this incredible community, the New Balance Stylist Society. I did hard shit that I didn't think I could do. And I'm really fucking proud of it. I'm really proud of all the changes that I'm making and for picking myself up, dusting myself off, and being like, let's fucking go. Here we go. And building something from the little crumbles of when I built something and I was unhealed. And now I get to put it back together as healed Sarai. And I'm really fucking proud of it.
You ever feel weird about saying you're proud of somebody too, like especially your peer or grown up? Like, I am proud of you though, and I hope that doesn't sound offensive or
No, are you?
weird.
I love that. Thank
Like, having,
you.
well, I'm serious. Like, I've watched you just recently completely overhaul your group and like what it's turned into. It's like beautiful. I mean, I've seen just clips of it. I'm not in there yet. I'm being a freeloader just on the public page now. I was a freeloader when it wasn't public, so thanks for that. But I've seen like it grow and evolve and be amazing, and I've seen firsthand all the hard work you've put in and all the, you pushing past the uncertainty, and I'm just like, that's my fucking friend, and I'm very proud of you, and you deserve all the good stuff that's gonna come from this.
Oh, thanks, friends.
Oh,
I appreciate that. I'm gonna cry. Okay, no cry. No cry.
we're being a bunch of pussy farts today.
This was fun. This was really fun.
I love it. I think we're gonna have to scour Amazon and find other questions like this. I'm sure with AI, we could just put do 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 and just pull it up that way. But I loved it because neither of us knew what was going on. And I say when we start having guests on here, we do this for them.
Hell yeah.
And by the way, okay, so I don't even know if I'm being honest, where people are going to comment, but for now, I'm going to tell folks we have the Evolved Stylist podcast Instagram. So if you guys want to have any particular guest on here or have us cover a topic, DM us on the
Yes.
Instagram page and let us know like what direction you want us to go in. And I loved this. I think people would like this in the future, especially with guests. But if you want us to grill anybody that in a nice way, DM us on the Instagram page so we can make that happen. But I loved
Yeah,
it.
agreed. Agreed. This was fun. All right, friend. What's our sign off?
Oh, we're gonna put a pin in it and we're gonna fucking circle back and we will see you next episode.